Hi, everyone. You're listening to Mary Reads Scripture, a production of the Ephesus School Network. I'm Mary, and today I'll be reading, and you'll be hearing from the book of Romans. Let's begin, as we always will, by hearing Scripture. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 3, verse 20 through 23. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Hello. In last week's episode, we spent most of our time observing how the Greek text treats verse 19. If you remember, we experimented with changing the order of the words in our English text so they reflected the order of the words in the Greek text, and we tried to be respectful of how the Greek text was using the definite article the in terms of the law, the Torah, and law in more general terms, such as law or custom. What we heard was, we know now that whatever the Torah says to those under the Torah, it speaks so that every mouth may be stopped. Continuing on, we heard in verses 20 through 21, therefore, by the deeds of law or custom, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by law or custom is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, apart from law or custom, is revealed, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. Today, I want to begin by taking a closer look at the Greek text for verse 21. The first thing I want to point out is the English verb translated as is revealed. This word in the Greek text is phanerote and is a form of the verb phaneroo. It is defined as to make visible or to make clear. It can also be used to mean to become graspable or apparent. Properly, it means to illumine, make manifest, or visible. The form of this word indicates that it can either function in the middle or passive voice. If you remember from a previous discussion, the passive voice indicates that the noun receives the action. In the middle voice, the noun can both receive and perform the action expressed by the verb. So in this case, we could say that in the passive voice, the righteousness of God was revealed. In the middle voice, the righteousness of God was both revealed and responsible for the revealing. I should also point out that the verb tense is different between the English translation and the Greek text. The verb is revealed is in the present tense in the English. This is communicating that the revealing is happening in the present, giving the sense that it is happening in an ongoing way. In the Greek text, however, paphanerote is in the perfect tense. This means the action was taken and has already been completed. Following the Greek text, we could say that the righteousness of God has been revealed. The action has been completed. We do not need to look farther than what has already been done to answer the question of whether or not God's righteousness was revealed. Next, we should look at the words translated as being witnessed. In the Greek, this word is martirumeni and is a form of the verb martireo, which is defined as to bear witness or to testify. It can also be used to mean to give evidence. The testimony that is given is done so in the sense of that which is testified to is not being held back. This word is functioning as a present participle, which modifies a noun. In other words, more information is being added in relation to the noun. In this case, it is the righteousness of God which is being clarified by the addition of information. The righteousness of God, no longer under question, is being witnessed to by the Torah and the prophets. It is also important to point out that the word martirumeni can also function in the middle or passive voice. In this case, we could say that in the passive voice, the righteousness of God is being witnessed to by the Torah and the prophets. In the middle voice, the righteousness of God is both being witnessed to and is responsible for the witnessing done by the Torah and the prophets. I suspect that the Greek is being clever in the way it uses both pephanerote and martyrumene. Both words function to give the hearer a sense that what we are dealing with is a textual system that is closed to outside influence. The righteousness of God and the subsequent witnessing to that righteousness is both caused by and shown to be what it is by God. You and I, my dear listeners, play no role in either the establishment of God's righteousness or in witnessing to that righteousness. We are not part of this textual system. The Romans text continues on. In verse 23 and 24 of the English text, we hear, "Even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Again, I want to be intentional about letting the Greek text speak here, because there is something important going on that I think the English distorts for our ears. Let's hear the Greek. Dikaiosyne, the Theou, dia pisteos, Isu Christou, is pantas tus pistevontas. Let's rework the first part of this verse going off the Greek text. Righteousness now, the of God through faith, dikaiosyne, the Theou. Where the English text uses the word even, the Greek uses the word the after the word righteousness. The is a conjunction that expresses a connection between two phrases and is defined as both and now. So while the righteousness of God has been revealed apart from law or custom and is being witnessed to by the Torah and the prophets, it is now through faith, via pisteos. But here comes the real kicker. In the Greek text, there is no in Jesus Christ. Instead, Jesus Christ is in the genitive case, which is used predominantly to show possession. If we were to have this rendered correctly in the English, we would get an apostrophe S after Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's, or possessed by Jesus Christ. Righteousness now through faith, possessed by Jesus Christ, is pantas tus pistevontas. The Greek word is literally defined as motion into which, implying penetration or union to a particular purpose or result. So the righteousness of God is now through faith, which is possessed by Jesus Christ, penetrating all those who are believing. Let's end by putting our verses back together. We know now that whatever the Torah says to those under the Torah, it speaks so that every mouth may be stopped. Therefore, by the deeds of law or custom, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by law or custom is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, apart from law or custom, has been revealed, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. The righteousness now of God, through faith, possessed by Jesus Christ, penetrating all those believing. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As you can hear, my dear listeners, word facts matter. Truth is a technicality, and it's a serious business for those who have ears to hear. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week for a new episode of Mary Reads Scripture. Bye!